You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hey, my kindreds out there. I tell you, big shout out to KBS and Keith, who I met around a beautiful lake. We don't have to disclose our location. But they were doing their thing, and they were wonderful people to meet. So always happy to meet beautiful people with beautiful hearts and beautiful energy. We do not have a guest today. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit. There's a lot going on out there. I'm very serious when I say this. A lot of people divorcing, people separating, people getting together, people changing location, some people moving in, some people moving out, some people leaving the country, people are coming to the country. There are gazillions of many different life conditions or states of existences going on simultaneously. So I want to tell you a little story. Many years ago, I met someone online, and the person came and presented themselves very honestly as a person seeking love, a person looking for companionship, partnership, whatever you want to call it. So it is now 14 years later. And what is usually a culmination of things has come to an end. What happens when people break up or people move or change or outgrow each other, whatever the reason is? In my case, and as I've told people out there many times, my audience, I practice a whole different non-conventional system that does not go with standard belief systems. It has gotten me to where I am and many others that I have introduced to this. And before we go any deeper into the conversation, I'd like to give a shout out to my friend and comrade, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Look at that smile. Kevin is a wonderful person. What I've learned about Kevin is that in real estate, you have to stay on, stay in good cahoots with people so that in future situations, you can do business with them. And Kevin is really good about, again, doing and dealing with anything that has to do with property turnovers, if people are divorcing, if they're getting married, if they're having babies, they need a bigger place. He is there to really guide one through changing situations. So I want to give another shout out to him again. Senior Real Estate and Probate Specialist, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Now back to what I was talking about. So now, when there are various reasons that people will grow apart from, and this is from living, just from living life and watching people get in marriages, watching people get in relationships, et cetera. So when you meet someone, or when we meet people, we're expecting at the time we meet them, a lot of people, you feel this overwhelming joy. I've met the one, blah, 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 blah. You have the honeymoon phase and then reality kicks in. Who is it that I'm really with? Is this person being honest with me? Now, I'm a very social person, but I'm also extremely introverted. When I go home, I like to be alone. I have a lot to do. I have a lot that keeps me busy. I am very self-contained. I find a lot of happy with myself. I also find happy with other people. So I'm not selfish. I give a lot. I, extend my energy, my time to those deserving of such. And then I have time for self. I've had to learn to take and make time for self. How can I help other people and be in service if I'm tired and worn out and dragged down or whatever that life can do to us? So again, let's get back to what I was talking about. So at times, some people will grow together. Some people will, they may grow individually, then they come back together, and then they move forward as a unit. In some cases, because I believe in other things. As I said, this is what I practice. It advances the mind. It advances the mind. It advances the entire structure of the human being in its core. And I'm talking about someone like me or someone that really knows how to use certain things, you know, the power of it, you know, the force, you know, its will, its strength, it's, you know, you get in there, you work and you knock those nooks and crannies out of your own personality to really polish yourself into this person or version of the person you're looking at right now. So betrayal is a huge thing in my book. And I believe in most honest people, betrayal would be a huge thing. So there are a lot of, all of us watch different television shows. If you notice in every movie, every epic, some love, you know, the person they're in madly in love, or there's a war, and if there's not a war, there's the other woman, and if there's not the other woman, there is some cause, it's something that pulls the man from his, you know, from his purpose in life. And in some cases, there are women that purposely seek out to break up people's homes, you know, to do things to, for whatever reason, it's unfortunate. But there are people like that. There are people that don't want to see people happy. There are people, it's funny, but at the same time, I'm shocked at the amount of people that are unhealed that would go around and wreak havoc for other people that have done nothing but attempt to love, care for them, give them hope, you know, attempt to bring joy in their lives. I'm very touchy. I love to touch and hug anybody that knows me. I'm a hugger, touchy. You can tell me baby, honey, sweetie. I'm one of those. But there are people that unhealed people don't understand those kind of things. They don't understand that there really are people that care about you, that love you. They're not going to betray you. They're not going to be double talking, you know, talking one way and then behaviors doing a whole other thing. And it's unfortunate when those unhealed people, who a lot of people have held in high regard, throw dirt or shun the people, the very people that have attempted to help them along the way, help them. And I believe in what I've always been is that I usually come into people's lives for a purpose. I spend a certain amount of time. It's like being on some kind of assignment for me where I've been brought into someone's life to help them heal, bring whatever joy or whatever I'm supposed to bring. In that sense, I am also myself working diligently on myself as well. So I'm not saying that I have some perfect thing. I'm working all the time on me and I love it because each time I come out with a better version of myself, I'm like, oh, okay, I can polish that and do this or I can do this. So it's a lot of fun for me, you know, seeing how far I can take myself and how much better I can make myself each day. But if other people are not doing that and they don't view life as you know, want someone like me, they might be viewed strange or different or quirky or whatever the word is. And I was telling a dear, dear sister of mine today that I have never, when I was young, I really tried to please other people. It's a very Libran thing. I think I have Libra rising. For those of you that know a little bit about astrology. And then my parents are also Librans. I'm married to Libran, you know, a lot of my friends are Librans. And it's natural that we would attract that kind of energy, that kind of, you know, partner that likes to give, very loving and kind, but at the same time, not very firm in making decisions all the time. So if you take someone like me that is very progressive in my thinking, and I've never let people tell me what to do. I may talk to people all day long and they give me their opinion. And I may have some conversation with them. But at the end of the day, my intuition is so well developed, it tells me what to do. That's why I do what I do every day, so that I can develop that part of myself So when I need to make firm decisions, I can make them. Now, I've come from a person not being able to make firm decisions based on wanting to please people, based on, are they going to like me, love me, because I'm telling them the truth, I'm being honest and upfront, and being the kind of person that's blunt. You know, I figure you said you were an adult, so you should be able to handle anything that comes out in a conversation. Nobody should have to babysit you. However, I've learned at the same time, there is a thing called being sensitive or being, there's a word for it. I can't think of it right now. I've had a long day. Being sensitive, I would say, to maybe how someone might say something or how one might present what they have to say instead of just being so direct. That's my Mars and Scorpio. You know, being so direct that it's like, wow, bust it through, you know, like, bam, it's out in the open now. Respond. This is the truth. This is the honest thing. This is not Hollywood. This is not the honest thing I'm about to say. So in warning those unhealed people, when they encounter a being such as myself, that if I ever find out I'm betrayed in advance, listen to me very in advance, if I find out I'm betrayed, if I ever find out blah, 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 if this ever comes about, if I find out you're dishonest, if I find out you cheat, you lie, you steal, there will be no conversation at all. None, because I've already told you up front in advance, if I ever, this is what I expect. And for those unhealed individuals to sit around and mock you as if you're joking, you know, to mock you because you are a kind-hearted person, to mock you and not only mock you, simply shun and wish ill will towards you because you have a kind heart and you're able to have sustained things in life and still have that heart. You have able to just, I mean, been stepped on like doo-doo, you know, and been able to still hold your head up high, still extend yourself to other people, never changed, never got ugly, didn't go into, I'm now going to be the big bad wolf, I'm going to be evil and jealous and bully people, you know, that kind of person. When those people encounter those like myself, it can really piss them off. They don't want to hear that there's people like us, you know, people that are healed, you know. I don't hold any malice and ill will towards people because I've lived long enough to see life take those things that those people have done and turn them against them. Whether they take accountability or not. I know people that will not take accountability. They won't say, look, I did wrong. I made a mistake. I made a poor decision. I need to be a better person, better husband, better father, better grandparent, better friend, better mate, whatever. You know, won't even do that. That kind of selfish, in my opinion, is at the core of narcissism. And, you know, and then at the same time with my mindset, since these things happen to us, I understand the law of cause and effect. I truly do. That's why I can have a heart that doesn't, okay, it hurt me. I picked my heart up, started my life over, moved forward. I'm fine. But you can never speak to me again. Don't ever try to be my friend. We're not friends ever again. I gave someone a golden opportunity to know someone like me. And when I say know someone like me, I mean someone that is truly, as you see me on the screen, this is who I am. And when you meet me, you can feel this is who I am, just as I can feel who you are. I'm that intuitive. And not just because I may never say anything to someone. But it doesn't mean that I can't sense everything, who you are. It's like an open book for someone like me. You know, someone that has taken the time to develop their inner world, their inner self, you know, and not so much the outside. So when that shine comes through, it's coming from a deep place within, a deep place that has felt a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, a lot of disappointment, a lot of whatever for a long, long, long time. And then all of a sudden woke up like, wow, I get it now. I see the lessons. I see, you know, the life. I see what's happening here. I understand. And that is a really, for all of those out there that know what I'm talking about, when that stage of maturity happens to us, you know, and you get to look back at those people that are unhealed and you can see they're unhealed. And it's one thing to be unhealed and say, I'm willing to heal. I'm going to do the work. Then to simply intentionally get upset, be envious, go out and disdainfully, willfully lie, cheat, and steal on someone just because they decided to do the inner work. And then turn around. You know, that's why I love the law of cause and effect, because it don't matter if you take an accountability or not. Doesn't matter what you say about people that have done nothing wrong to you. And you know that they've done nothing wrong to you. And your cohorts know they've done nothing wrong to you. And they themselves willing to jump in a circle and surround themselves with lies and stuff. And then scroll up like maggots on the ground. When the law of cause comes for them and the law of effect comes and knocks at their door. And then they go screaming and yelling. And oh, woe is me. I'm the victim. Because I've done baneful and disharming things to people that didn't deserve it, didn't do anything to you, you know, or those like yourself. And I just find that interesting. That's why I kind of laughed. You know, it's hurtful, you know. But if you're mature and one is mature and you, you know, you've got good, solid beliefs, you know, you've got good, solid friends, you've got people that will be honest with you rather than try to tell you what to do. They're honest. Honest people say, look, I don't know your husband. I only know what you've told me about him and what I've sensed about this person. But, you know, that's your experience. This is something that apparently you have to go through and they have to go through. And those people like them have to learn, you know. That's something I can't speak on, but I can support you and say that I think you're a beautiful person and I know you deserve much, much more than what I've heard you talk about and express to me, that you've been treated, you know, unkindly, unfair, lied to, cheated to. And then intentionally waged a war because a person like me won't submit to the will of anyone but myself and the law of cause and effect. That's who I serve, the law of cause and effect. That is not a God. That's not anything outside of myself. That is a permeating law, like the sun, like the stars, like the moon. I obey that law. In that law alone, I know better. I know better than to do something like that. I know better than to say anything. If somebody wants to say something bad about me, so I can't stop people from talking negative about me. The people, they don't even know me and out there saying something. But please don't ever come around me, and please let me never hear you playing victim after you yourselves have set yourself into your own prison. It's like the movie Hellraiser. I've seen Hellraiser 1, Hellraiser 2, and Hellraiser 3 for you hardcore horror fans out there. You know what I'm talking about. And Hellraiser was about hell. This person in their inquisitive nature opened up the door to hell. And hell came for them like, you call, we came. And everyone that entered hell were the people that were, they became hellish due to their own selfish desires, their own sexual desires, their own, you know, their own cruddy, low, things that low life creatures would participate in. Nothing, I would say, that has evolved to the state of a human being. And I'm talking about a human being inside. I'm not talking about a human being in body. Because there are a lot of humans that walk around and they are animals. We are animals on the inside. They're animalistic. they still are very selfish, lower than scorpions, lower than bugs that you would crush underneath your shoe. Those kind of people exist. They carry the body of a human being, but their internal selves are not developed and they're unhealed. And they wish to bring harm to people and have them followed and have all these people involved in putting those like me in third party situations with people you don't even know. So disrespectful and so low, then so selfish and unaware and unconscious and unevolved that you would seek to do that without someone's permission. And who are you, really? And so it's just interesting to me how life teaches us those kind of lessons, give to those that honor you, those that respect, those that wouldn't dare even think to bring harm to you or your family. They don't even operate in that kind of world of that field of energy. That stuff is dark. It's like dark matter, attracting dark matter. It's dark. There's no light there. And so, when the hurt came to those like myself, I felt that hurt, And at the same time, there was like this sublime if I could tell you, it was like pain that's so deep, but there's joy and you feel sublime at the same time. The pain that's so deep that it's joyful and pleasure. It's like you're feeling joy at the same time. It's different than the hell raisers, the hell raiser that, where, I don't know, I'm having problems with my lighting today, but the hell raiser that, Hellraiser 1, 2, and 3, that everyone was confined to their own hell that they themselves made. One guy was in hell. He fell in love with a vixen, some woman that I guess maybe she didn't get love from her dad, or some guy did something to her, maybe raped her or whatever, and I've been through all those situations and my nature is such that I really am a devout follower of the law of cause and effect. I simply believe that if you know right or wrong, nothing can deter you from doing that right or wrong, although tempted one may be. But if you are sincerely a child of the law and you know the law, nothing can tempt you to do wrong. You're going to always go back to self. Okay, who are you? What do you stand for? But the guy in Hellraiser, he met this vixen and she talked him out of moving out of his home. And she promised him all these things and they fell in love and the sex was awesome. And she had the big boomerang in the back and she could do all these things, twirl on her toes, I guess, swing from the ceiling, whatever. Like, okay, I can't compete with all of that and don't want to. But in those like me, why would we want to compete with all of that, We are the kind of another interesting being, it's beyond something you could express. It's beyond something physical. That's like child's play, in terms of those like myself, in terms of those kind of energy shared. It's so elevated. It's on another. It's like a beautiful, sublime experience. It's beyond an earth experience, I would say, something perhaps more like along the line of Kundalini and opening up those sacred centers in one's being when there's actual love and there's actual hearts involved. That's what I'm talking about. But in this case, this guy fell in love with this vixen, so it ended up the woman was a demon from hell. And he opened the door to hell and his demon showed up. And this is Hellraiser 1, 2, 3. That's how I looked at it. And one call, I think his name is called Skullhead. He was cool too. He had on this big bad cloak. His head was all sectioned into different pieces, and he had a pin Pinhead, I think his name was. He had a needle in each one, and each one he pulled out, it had its own, you know, level of intelligence and its own level of demonic forces that it commands. But when one is truly in service to the law, you know, one can probably walk through hell and even demons feel the respect. It's like there are just certain things. You're low. You're a low creature. You have no jurisdiction in here. None. I don't care how big you think you are or whatever you think you may be and how forceful and intense you may rise, you know, and try to bring your forces against those like myself. It won't work. You have no power. You're low. You chose to choose to the dark side that is kind of short on energy and short on lifespan. Blows out really, really quickly because it's built on lies and, you know, things that are low natured, low level energy things, you know. Lies and cheating and, see, you know, low stuff, low creatures do that. And, you know, even animals have some honor in some cases, depending on what they're doing. It was just somebody just decided to just be low, you know, I'm just going to be mad or whatever, you know, at other people because they've chosen to listen, chosen to hear the call, chosen to obey the self that knows better, you know, that higher, the Buddha nature, the one that's clear in intention, the one that has the wise, the one that sees beyond the emotion, you know. A lot of emotion tells us to do things. And I'm a highly emotional creature. I'm a moon child by nature, by birth. I'm a moon child and I have a lot of moon child in me. And when I tell you I have seen the depths of hell, suffering emotionally, and people know what I mean when you want to kill yourself, you know, and you want to take your own life, and you know, you just like in the hell, you know, just woe is me, you know, and I just hate people, and you know, you hate people for this, their color, their mindset, whatever. I've been in all of those emotional spaces. And so those kind of things will put one in hell. So when Pinhead showed up to collect my man, he was fussing and fighting. They pulled his ski. Ooh, it was bad, you guys. If you like horror, I don't want to describe it. Because I don't want to, you know, put your mind frame into seeing it. But if you could look beyond the veil of horror and what the director is trying to say about morals and about what things, how we get ourselves into our own hellish states, you know, then one can figure out why that might not be the way you want to go. And then there are people that actually enjoy hell. That's where they belong. That's their peeps. Their kindreds, you know, their tribes in hell. They realm there. That's what they into. And don't mind being, you know, don't mind being there. And so Pinhead came to collect my man. And then my girl, when he went to his hell, they showed it where he just goes in and out. That's all he does. He stays in that constant state of, and then can't move beyond anything to the heart level, just in all in the lower worlds, all in the lower chakras. Just no kind of, no heart of the matter at all. Just like, look, I'm just low. And I'm down here with the snakes and stuff, and I don't care. You know, that's where I've chose to be. And so it's really interesting how these things happen in life and how life will bring back exactly what we put out. Cause and effect. I'm going deeper than reap what you sow. I can't even fully explain it because I'm still yet to live and yet to see things myself. But I will say from where I stand right now, I can see the law is real. It's real. It is real. It will deliver to one what one delivers unto it. My mother used to say, you can lie to everybody else, but you can never lie to yourself. can't lie to yourself. And she's Christian, and you said you can't lie to the G-O-D, the McMahon upstairs. My dad was an atheist, so I didn't have that barrier. To, you know, when I started getting to other things, it was easy for me because he always gave me another perspective anyway and a different way to look at things. Because in my mind, I couldn't understand why I was Black and why we didn't have this and why Sally Sue and her family had something and why they would put us down and why I couldn't be a majorette and a cheerleader and a drum major and all that stuff because I didn't have no big booty in the Black community and why I was tall and skinny and people laughed at me and why I never knew all of that. What was that about? But yet and still, I was going to the holiest of holy places on Sunday and getting a whole big dose of it during the week from my mom. And my dad was the only one in my environment that helped me see another way to look at things that made more sense to me than, well, I guess I'm just doomed. I'm Black. I'm this. I'm that. I'm just, look, I might as well live. I'm just going to do myself off right now. But because of him, it saved a part of me. Rather than being like Pinhead who came out of hell where that guy was unwilling to change. That's where he was stuck. They were really stuck in that part of themselves that refused to grow up, refused to do anything with, you know, all that earthly low stuff that at the end of the day doesn't mean anything. What are you going to do when you're old and you're 95 and, you know, you may not be in the same frame of mind. Doesn't mean you won't be sexual. You know, I certainly hope I plan to be. But I'm saying, you know, but in your, when you don't know what's going on, and or you may, depending on how you're taking care of yourself, how you've developed your mind still, have you gone into some of those crevices and things of the mind that still develop the person beyond their age? One may not know, but I would expect that it just gets better with time. I mean, I think it's supposed to get better with time. Wouldn't you think that you should get better with time, not be declining, you know, especially considering that we've learned things and we think we know things and we're calling ourselves adults and we're saying we're open to change and we're open to being people being authentic and we want people to be real. Do we really? Do we really? When I was going through a situation, and I'm going to say this out of the kindness and goodness of my heart because I understand, and it helped me validate again the power of the mind, the power of one loving oneself and extending that love to others. I mean, truly loving oneself, not in an arrogant way, in a way that I can tell you that I've been where you've been. I've suffered. I've cried. I've laughed. I've laid on the ground and swore that I was going to kill myself. I've tried to kill myself. I wrote a book about all these things. None of these things are a secret. So for some people out there to try to turn someone's part of transforming their life against them, I woe be to you. That's all I can say. Your cause, you know, your effect is going to be something that will hit you in a way that you can never comprehend. And that's something they did to themselves. I didn't do anything but stand in my own truth and say, I want to go. I want to move forward. I think life is better than this. I know life should be better than this. And not willing to, not one second longer, put up with anything less regal than myself, than thine self, you know. So, you know, I'm sorry, you guys, I've never had to do this, but I have not had my computer on. And I think the battery is accidentally disconnected. So if you'll excuse me. It would be low. It is plugged in. However, as I said, when one is living as according to what they believe in, I would say that one will experience benefits and good fortune in life because one is submitting oneself to saying that I'm a human being And I have no idea what life might look like from one day to the other. And that the law of cause and effect is always in place. So everything that we go through is some way to, you know, help us, to grow us, to help us change, to transform us into these beings that we call ourselves. It's like somebody saying, I want $1 trillion and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make $1 trillion. And but they've never had $1 trillion. They don't know the responsibility of having $1 trillion. They don't even know what it looks like to have that and not preparing themselves to do exactly what they say they want. So, you know, when we want those kind of big things in life, life will present itself in a way that to change and transform us to handle and get those kinds of desires that we say they want. So at any rate, those kind of, you know, it's just interesting to see life unfold and how we can imprison ourselves in life and how we can, you know, cause things to happen ourselves simply by not knowing, not understanding, not being honest with ourselves and so forth. And also, let's give another shout out to Kevin Pike, our sponsor, Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Senior real estate and probate specialist, Kevin Pike of Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Kevin is a wonder. Please see him about any of your real estate needs. Now back to our conversation. Again, my computer has been unplugged, so I'm hoping that the battery will sustain. And if it does not, you've heard a lot today and you can take that and run with that. But I'm going to keep going and just hope that it doesn't go out. I just happened to have to be out today, long day, and I was unable to keep it plugged in. So at any rate, let's keep going. So for those out there that are going through anything where you're separating or you're going through a divorce, separation, changing locations, moving away, moving to people, whatever, take it as a really big luck of fortune. It's hurtful. It hurts like hell when someone breaks your heart and when someone betrays you. It hurts like, ugh, like something you couldn't even speak. And then you get upset. And then you, you know, you go, oh, I'm going to go for them, you know. But I personally, and those like myself, have been through so much of betrayal and disappointment that the heart has not only become resilient, it's become beautiful, a beautiful heart, you know, that has been able to polish and has been able to still give and still remain open like a lotus blossom, you know, that you, although it's stained with mud, it remains lily white. That is the law of cause and effect. The lotus blossom, for those of you that are just talking about the lotus blossom, but you don't know the history of lotus blossom, let me tell you really quickly. The lotus blossom is able to seed and flower at the same time. It's the only flower in the world that is capable of doing that. And thus Buddhism associates the lotus blossom with Buddhism because of that quality, because it is able to do that, and that we honor the ever impenetrable, ever permeating law of cause and effect that is beyond the laws that mankind have set into place for those restrictions and regulations that go along with governing the society that humans reside in. So again, it is real. It's real. So for those of you out there that you know who you are, you know, we know if we've lied and cheated and done things to people behind their back and, you know, got everybody to turn against it. That's so sad that one would have to do that, you know, that someone would have to do that in order to make themselves feel good. We call that, there's hell, hunger, anger, animality, the world of animality, where someone has to feel like they feel superior to other people when actually they're inferior to other people by actually thinking they have to do something like that to feel superior to others. And there's, you know, all these different kind of arrogances that one can have. And that we all have as individuals. It's really hard as one, it can be really hard as one continues to develop and beautify one's internal world, that beauty shines out. And your energy, your aura is alluring and it's magnetic and all of that. And it's because it's coming from the inside, a real human heart that has been transformed and healed, to not to become arrogant. But if one truly has gone through those trials and tribulations in life, then that arrogance is going to be really, really light. It may not even be there because you've actually had to go through things. It's not a joke. You've had to get your butt kicked. We've had to change. We've had to be transformed. We've had to bow down. We've had to be humble, become humble. We've had to crawl, scrape, give, you know, cry, laugh, want to kill yourself, want to die, you know, hurt in the midst of being, having a smile on your face and in pain inside, you know. When I think about people that have gone on or, you know, like, you know, people that committed suicide or people that have had diseases that they've died of, I believe, and this is from experience and from looking at and understanding, especially Dr. Sebi's theories, you know, I will say in those of people that understand energy and how energy, food, and things like that work. Those kind of people. I will say again, for those people that want to interfere with those of us that tend to share our hearts and tend to give, you have no power. I know you think you do, but don't come running and crying and squawking when it makes its way back around to you either. I don't want to hear you crying and playing the victim because you put yourself in hell, you know, and it's not over, you know. Hell is a long journey back up to the top. Well, once held a position and decided to forfeit it for anger, greed, and stupidity. So animality is one of those conditions that one, people want to be over somebody else. They think they're better than other people rather than do the work and transform and work to change and become a better person. None of us are perfect. I certainly am not. But I tell you every day, I give it my all to try to be better tomorrow than I was today. Try to be more understanding, more loving, more kind, more understanding towards myself, you know. Pat myself on the back sometimes about doing a great job, you know. Tell others how beautiful and wonderful they are, you know. How I appreciate and love them that they've, you know, called me to find out how I'm doing and those like myself. How are you doing? What's going on? I'm just checking on you. I just wanted to tell you I love you. I don't need nothing. I just want to say I love you. I love you, you know. Me doing the same back to them, equal reciprocity. No one way, you know, no one person doing all the work and the other person not doing nothing. Come on now, that doesn't even sound, make common sense. So for those kind of people that are in that kind of world, we don't want to be bothered with you anyway. You know, that's how I feel about it. And for what I can see from where I stand, you know, there's a lot more beauty and good fortune that comes to those that tend to go and do the right thing, whether people are watching us or not, because that's who we are. That's who we are. We know better. We know better. I haven't always known better, but I certainly have known better in this lifetime. I can say that for sure, you know. And I know people are out there that says, you know, there's people say other lifetimes. I want you to think about the way I'm going to phrase this, and I hope you get it and try to have an open mind. Other lifetimes are much like a span of time from the time we get up in the morning to the day, which can bring all kinds of things to change the direction of how the evening might go. Now, follow me. This would make common sense to somebody who has intelligence. I'm talking emotional, spiritual, all of it. Then at night, when we go to sleep, we don't know where we're going. Some people do. They can dream and remember what they dream in journals. There are some people that travel in their dreams. My mother used to travel in her dreams all the time. She'd fight in her dreams, talk to people in her dreams. There are a lot of people like that. That doesn't mean they're crazy. That means that energy has a much broader field than you and I understand, when, especially when we live on the plane, on an earth plane. There's a very broad field of energy. The same energy that you feel when you get too close to someone in the grocery store, or someone drive, get too close up behind you. The same energy that you feel when you meet somebody and you feel like you fell in love with them and you didn't even know them. That's the same thing. That's what lifetimes we're talking about. That spans over time. It's a blend. It's one big swoop of time. There's no cutoff. There's no, it's 8 in the morning from 5 in the afternoon to 7 in the evening. Those are all designed for mankind to make money and to do business and to engage with each other. It has nothing to do with real time. It is man-made for a reason. So, you know, for those of you that know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, even those things. So when people talk about, oh, I don't believe in past lives or whatever, then no one's asking you to believe in anything. The next time you meet somebody and you've never known them and you form a friendship or strike up with something, I want you to tell me that you don't believe in past lives. Then where did they come from and why does it feel so familiar? And why didn't you just back off and say, I don't know them. I'm not going to ever talk to them again. But that's not what you did. You took their phone number. You started engaging with them. Next thing you know, they're your bestie. Next thing you know, you've set up a business with them. Next thing you know, it's 25 years later. Tell me what you don't understand. So maybe if I put it to you in that way, your mind can open up a little bit more to expand. The same, maybe that's what Lucy meant. Scarlett Johansson, by the way, congratulations, Scarlett. I heard you were making a lot of money, girl. You passed, I think it was Morgan Freeman, no, Samuel Jackson, and somebody, I don't remember the other person, but congratulations, if that was you. Good for you. But anyway, you know, like the with Lucy, where we are really not exercising all of our minds and to woefully and intentionally try to send negative stuff and share it in the world because our minds are still closed. In my position, you know, in my opinion, is a dark thing to do. It's a negative cause to make. You're confining everybody else to our little small little mind. Oh, just because I'm thinking stupid, the world ain't round, and you know, you can't go around Melrose to get to, you know, Fort Worth, Texas, or, you know, you don't have to drive 90 miles to get down the road just because I don't think that don't mean it ain't true, you know. Just because we may not know anything doesn't mean it doesn't make it not true. At least bother to do the research rather than be ignorant and go around thinking that Buddhist people or Catholic people or whatever you think doesn't fit your little mold in the sky, your little small perception. Something is wrong with them because they think differently than those people do or that we do. Next time you might want to think about it when you're sitting in one room alone because you've been locked up or locked down. You might want to think about that and not be so big and bold to try to blame other people for your mistakes and your poor decisions. How are you going to be an adult and blame everyone for your poor decision? You know, which takes me back to, you know, we make our own Hellraiser, Hellraiser 1, 2, and 3. If you're a big horror fan, I suggest to you see it. But that's been my little talk for today. So for those of you that are out there and you're going through things and you think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to make it out, I will tell you that if you can look at it in a different way and think like, wow, this hurts like hell. You know, I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but use your faith. You know, I don't know what your faith is. Mine is pretty solid. It delivers, you know, because cause and effect is based on actual proof. You know, but whatever your faith may be, if you can call upon that, some good solid, you know, research, you know, some good deep inner thinking about how you might have caused a situation as well, or that you have to grow as well, you know, and that version of you is now dead and gone, and you are now the new you, and how beautiful you feel, and how wonderful you look, and how people want to be around you, say, hey, you know, finances, money, and stuff trying to get to you, like, hey, you know, girl, I like your vibe, I'm headed towards you, you know, those kind of things are. Whoever is out there feeling that, if you can keep that kind of mindset and that kind of spirit, I guarantee you, you will have a big smile on your face no matter how hard it is, okay? Just hang in there. Just grit your teeth and go through it. Say, yeah, see what I'm going to see what I'm made of. You know, because life will test to see what we're made of. But it gives what you get. It gives back. You get it back. All right, I love you immensely. I love you. Don't forget to check me on IG, Osiris_Mooneer_thepainter. On Facebook, same thing, Osiris Mooneer, Ankh Entertainment, 15 minutes to show. For those of you who have never heard of me, you can find me anywhere, Osiris. Not too many people in the entertainment industry here in LA named Osiris Mooneer. Look me up, and I guarantee you I've got some good, healthy things to say, and I am here to do nothing but help you heal, help to encourage you, and encourage myself simultaneously. So let's keep it real. I'll see you next week. I love you. I love you for who you are, that you get up every day and you stand up for yourself and you try to make yourself a better person, better individual, better group member, father, mother, whatever your role and function in life may be and your purpose. And I like you for being authentic and for being your authentic self and looking in the mirror and winking your eye and saying, I got you, babe. Okay. And I'll see you next week. We'll have a guest next week. Till then, bye. Have a good one. And don't forget, keep a smile. It works wonders. Bye-bye.
You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Mooneer, only on LA Talk Radio.